Welcome to Confessional. I'm Kayla Shelton, along with Mike Moran.
Tell us your deepest, your creepiest, your darkest. Confess to us. We won't tell.
So you can tell us anything. No one's listening.
Today's confession. Do you have a ghost story? It seems everyone I know does, whether it's secondhand or not. Whether you believe the phenomenon was truly the living dead, or just a psychological thing, or anything else, tell us a real-life ghost experience you've had. All right, good to be here on Confessional. I am Mike Moran, and as always, my co-host, Kayla Shelton. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good.
So today, we are discussing ghosts.
Yes, we are.
And we have the perfect ghost discusser.
Casper?
No. Nice try, though. Today we have... from the Baltimore Paranormal.
Baltimore, Washington.
Baltimore, Washington Paranormal.
Even better.
This is truly a Renaissance man and quite the mixed bag when it comes to combinations of things that you do.
Yeah, you handed me a bunch of cards and
yeah, I am the most
earlier.
Interesting man in the world.
Please welcome Colin McGuinn. McGuinn?
Yes, McGuinn.
McGuinn. Colin McGuinn.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Hey, anytime, man.
And I say you're truly a Renaissance man because you head the Baltimore Washington Paranormal.
Correct.
You also, what's your role with the football league?
I am the team president and director of marketing of the new arena football team, the Maryland Warriors.
Wow.
Wow.
And I'm also the general manager of Jump Climb Extreme Ninja Warrior Gym.
You're like the toughest nerd I know.
And I'm a Civil War reenactor.
You got just the right balance of nerdy and tough.
Hang out with us.
I always make time for Mike and Mickey.
Oh, stop. What about Kayla?
Mike just knows the right people. You just know the right people. You're the one who gets everyone.
So now that you introduced me, Kayla's going to be coming out on investigations with us.
I would love to.
We're going to bring her onto the team if she wants to join. We're looking for investigators.
But one thing that we were discussing before the show that is often a common misconception is it's not like the rundown, abandoned... classically spooky buildings.
Correct. It's actually local, you would think townhomes, apartments, right. Mansions.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the order, you know, everyday houses.
Right.
Who would
people
they
always forget right. that.
You're in an abandoned place. Nobody's there most of the time. So you can't, knock over things to creep people out.
Good point.
Is that the whole point of being a ghost? You got to be creepy and weird?
You don't have to be.
I feel like you have to be. Well, you're just going to be a nice ghost? That's weird. Nobody wants that. That doesn't make movies.
Oh, you have intelligent
nice ghosts.
You have intelligent.
How many ghosts are movies out there? Nice ghost. One.
You
Casper.
Named one. Yeah.
I've been in this field almost terrifying. 15 years, like I said, professionally, and we haven't had one demonic case. A lot of it has
but
been,
you've had
that's
evil
my dream.
Spirits, right?
Nope.
No.
We've
bad.
Had intelligent hauntings. We've had residual hauntings. That's pretty much it. We haven't really had anything demonic or evil ever.
Wow. Not any mean people.
Well,
I could bring it out.
There are people out there in the field that make the field look bad, but you're going to have those people in every field.
What do you mean?
There's people out there that use this field to better themselves, make money off of it.
And they exploit it.
And they exploit it, correct.
You do this all voluntarily,
correct.
Right?
We are free
you
of charge.
You don't make a
service.
Dime off
no,
of it.
We're free of charge. And
that's really cool.
And we travel not just in Maryland, D.C., Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We actually will travel. We've driven... gone as far south as North Carolina and Wilmington. We've gone as far north as Philadelphia.
Wow.
So we do go all over, and we will go all over the country if necessary.
So what drives you to do it without charge?
Helping families.
Mm-hmm. So you do get a satisfaction from
correct. Helping. Correct. Having grown up with activity all my life.
Really?
And not being able to talk to people.
So you're like a ghost counselor.
Correct. Aww, I guess so. Like
so
the
nice.
Ghost whisperer, you know?
Right. Okay. So why don't we just jump in and go ahead and read one of our confessionals from today. Okay. So our first one is from Michelle Renee.
So when I was six, my grandmother died. About 2 weeks after the funeral, I woke up in the middle of the night because there was something at the bed, the edge of my bed, making it dip like someone was sitting on it. When I looked over, it was my grandmother sitting there, and she looked weird. Okay? Like she wasn't solid, but she also wasn't transparent, somewhere in the middle. She looked over at me and smiled and said, "I love you. I'll be watching over you. I'll miss you." She faded away, and I felt this really peaceful feeling and went back to sleep. I told my mother and father that, and they said it was just a dream and didn't mean anything. But I found out later my sister described word for word the exact same experience, and she had never told her about it. That was from Michelle Renee.
Heard that plenty of times out there in the field.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
A lot of loved ones coming back to...
Correct. Okay. Last messages, stuff like that.
Right.
A lot of those we call intelligent hauntings.
Right.
So, because right. they know exactly that you can see them, you can hear them.
Oh, self-aware and, hauntings.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I see. So. Okay.
So if I were to just play this person that I don't believe in this, I don't believe that you've seen this, I don't believe that anyone has seen this, what could... this be? What is this? Why do some people see ghosts, other people's some people have never experienced anything?
Some people are more sensitive than others. Like younger kids, teenagers, when you're maturing, things can attach themselves to younger kids and younger teenagers.
Why?
Just because they have more of an open mind.
Hmm.
As adults, a lot of adults don't have open minds a lot of times. They're very like, hey, I'm, you know, I don't believe it. It doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, as we always hear in a lot of cases, people are like, well, we think something's going on, but we're not sure. You know, keys disappear, they come back. Jewelry disappears, comes back.
You
toys
know,
come back, you know, disappear, come back. And they kind of like always, you know.
Right. I had one the other day where it was like kind of a Mandela effect, but
I always have Mandela effects. I think I'm jumping between universes all the time. It's freaking me out.
This was one where it's like it was so uninteresting that it doesn't matter, but it was still
like
a thing,
it.
You know, like. The little plastic like face of my key, like my big car key that you hit the buttons on, was just gone. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I lost that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was back later. And I realized that's nothing that anybody would care about. But to me, personally, it was like, oh, I guess that was a Mandela effect.
Well, and a lot of people think that, those kind of things, because a lot of people just blow it off. But after a while, if it's an intelligent haunt and it wants, you know, you to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might do stuff by moving things, taking things, bringing it back.
Interesting.
That's just rude.
If you're blowing
it
off,
rude. They don't need it.
And if they're blowing it off, like, huh? And they really want to get, they will touch you. They'll scratch you. They'll push you. They'll do something that's gonna say, "Hey, I'm here." And 99% of the time, it doesn't mean it's evil.
Right.
I always tell people that because here's my thing: when we always get calls, emails saying they think something's demonic or evil, is if someone's evil and demonic, and it hasn't done anything to you. It's not going to, because it probably isn't demonic or evil. Because
right.
if it was demonic and evil, it would have done something bad already to you.
Right.
So a lot of people always just jump to conclusions because they watch the TV shows and the movies. So they always just jump right to
that. Do you ever just tell people it's a demon? Be like, it's a demon. Just to fuck with them?
No.
Colin's like the most ethical ghost hunter ever.
I've seen
like
a lot of stuff, heard a lot of stuff in the field. And like I said, is I do this to help families and businesses and stuff like that.
Wow.
Because I was one of those people that grew up in a religious house, could not tell people what I was seeing and hearing.
Right.
And then when I got older and finally opened up and find out my parents had the same experiences, my brothers had experiences the same thing, it made me feel a lot better.
Right, right. I know there's other people there. But real quick, Kayla said you have Mandela effects.
All the time.
You want to tell us a quick one?
Sure. I don't know if I said this on the last one. Did we talk about Mandela effects before?
I don't know. Probably at some point.
Okay. So I had one of those double chain necklaces that had one clasp, and on the smaller one, it had two leaves and a bead. And on the longer one, it had one leaf.
Okay.
And I woke up one day, and the smaller chain didn't have anything on it, and
right.
both of the leaves and the bead were on the longer chain.
Oh, wow.
And the little circle that connects them all wasn't damaged.
Wow.
I didn't do it. And I showed it to my roommate. And I was like, what is this? And
right.
she was like, I don't have an answer for you. And I was like, it's not a ghost. Because how is a ghost going to sit there with this little ghosty tools?
What do you
tools?
Think, Colin? Is it a ghost?
Must be a Mandela effect situation.
You know,
I have no idea.
You really don't
was
know.
Is it the ghost of Nelson Mandela?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right, let's read another confession. This is from Chris Denny. Now, you'll find this interesting because he's kind of skeptical of the paranormal investigators. Oh. I was with a paranormal investigation group at Prospect Mansion in Trinoway, Ohio for a weekend-long investigation. We were standing in the second-floor hallway having a cigarette, and I was downloading footage and audio from my Hi8 cameras and digital voice recorder when we started hearing footsteps upstairs. Everyone in the house was right there with me and heard it. There was only one staircase leading to the third floor. There was no one up there, and we went to investigate. There was no one up there, and we couldn't find a source for the sound. But then he leaps to, I gave up on paranormal researching, though. After dozens of investigations of extraordinary claims, I never saw a ghost and never found anything that couldn't be rationally and logically explained.
And that's typical.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're one of those groups that will debunk everything.
Right.
And then if it's unexplainable, it's unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
Does
that disappoint some people? Like, if you do, like, we don't find anything.
And that's why we always tell people, once you're a client, you're always a client. Because you have to remember, we go into a business or a home.
Mm-hmm.
We're there for one night throughout the morning. So we're there maybe 12 hours.
Right.
They live there. So right. A ghost isn't going to come on cue and be like, hey, I'm here. You know, right. Ta-da.
That would be
so much fun, though.
So
a lot of times, you don't find anything. And that's why we always tell people, hey, just because it didn't happen tonight, we didn't catch anything.
It's like those whale tours, right? Where they're like, we might see whales, but we can't guarantee it.
Correct.
You never know. You know, like.
Yeah. I feel you.
You have any questions or anything for Colin, Kayla?
Yeah, like if you know, all the myths and stuff about how to get rid of ghosts, is it true? Like priests or sage?
Our group, we don't do any of that kind of stuff.
Do you know what it is? Like what would work?
Well, I don't know what would work, but. You know, if it makes the client feel better, we're willing to do it. We have contacts that are able to do it.
In general, does it work? Even if you guys don't do it, like...
You know, we can't guarantee that because I've had other teams I've talked to in the past have had priests come bless things and things have been quiet for months, maybe a year, and then all of a sudden stir back up, but worse.
See, this, I like that Colin that he admits when he doesn't know something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't pretend to be like a total, like...
No.
Expert at everything.
That's why like people are like, oh, I watch this show and that show, and I'm like, I don't watch any of those shows.
Right.
I do it for a living, but I do it to help people.
This is why I can't watch stand-up comedy. I'm like, I'm around it constantly. I don't want to come home and watch a stand-up special. But what I do is watch Mickey constantly when I get home.
Like through a window or like?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know, that's kind of creepy right there.
All right. Let's read another confession here. Matthew Patterson. When I was a kid, my family and I lived in Edinburgh, Scotland. We moved back to the States to visit family and normally stayed with my aunt because it was a big enough home for us all. So big that the basement level was my grandmother's apartment. If you've ever been to Edinburgh, you know the buildings in the Newtown area date back a couple hundred years. This was one of those buildings. One night when I was eight, we were staying in my grandmother's apartment. And my twin brother and me at some point woke up and saw a man sitting at the foot of my bed facing me. I didn't feel afraid. I just thought it was strange. He looked like static on a TV screen and his face was mostly featureless. Even when I looked over at my brother's bed, I saw two similar figures standing bent over looking closely at his face. This went on for a while and then suddenly they were all gone. Nothing else seemed out of place in the room. And to this day, I'm not sure if what I saw was real or a dream or what.
So, yeah, do ghosts look different? Or are people seeing different things? Where some people see an orb, some people see static.
Talking about orbs, I don't believe in orbs. 99% of the time, that's dust or bugs.
Oh, you're an orb skeptic.
I'm not a big orb person.
Anti-orbsivist.
I kind of am. We've had past clients where I'm like, that's just dust. That's just a bug. Because, you know, I'm looking for the bigger stuff. And
okay.
There's just too many... If there's a chance that you can debunk it, if there's a natural thing to debunk that, I'm going to debunk it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are like, well, my one room's always cold. And then when we go to do the walkthrough before the investigation, we notice the window, you know, isn't really tight.
The AC is blasting.
Or the AC's blasting. Or the window's just not tight and the air from outside is coming in easy.
Huh.
You know, it's one of those things that you can debunk. And like I said, it's one of those things... That's pretty interesting, but we've heard that plenty of times.
Well, I mean, like, what is the true form of a ghost? Or do they take different forms, or
is
there
one? Plenty different forms. They can be shadow figures. They can be full body apparitions. They can be kind of blurry.
Do you believe in those?
Poltergeists.
Have ever ghosts been at two different locations, like the same ghost, or is it one?
Actually, that's the funny thing. We're actually been thinking about figuring some stuff out, because we've gone on so many cases over the past 13 years, and some cases we've caught the same EVP. It sounds like the same voice. So we're trying to right now think about, you know, maybe something has attached ourselves, because things have attached things to us before. So we actually might, in our next investigation, play some old EVPs just to see if anything would respond to the old EVPs, because no one's ever done that before. And it's, you know, like I said, in this field, new stuff's coming out every day, every year, every month. You know, you always hear groups, oh, we have this brand new piece of equipment, or this one's a better piece of equipment. To me, the best part of equipment is your senses, you know, hearing.
Have you ever seen one?
Like, I have seen.
Okay.
I've seen full body apparitions. I've seen shadow figures.
Well, while we're on that, why don't you tell us your confession? Like, tell us your
craziest ghost thing.
Yeah, like the one that really sticks out.
You will always remember.
I would have to say, being in my grandmother's house when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
And I was taking a nap in the back room, and all of a sudden I saw one of my aunts that passed.
Ooh.
And then I saw I've always seen her, my dad's sister, who was a stillborn named Caroline. That was pretty interesting. And I held that inside for over 25 years. And when I finally came out to my parents and telling them what I've seen and heard, and when I described, and the only person that knew his sister's name was him and his parents. So when I told him, I said, well, I see Caroline, and this is what she looks like. And he dropped the phone and almost had a heart attack.
Wow.
And then he called his mother, and my grandmother almost had a stroke, because she was like, the only people that knew that girl, or, you know, the girl's name, was your grandfather, myself, and your father. So I guess that's what sticks out. Mm-hmm. But I guess
that was the game changer.
And then also being in Kennesaw Mountain in Gettysburg, I had a couple weird...
Oh, Gettysburg is super.
Pretty weird experiences. So I was at Culp's Hill behind the First Maryland Monument. It's actually where one of the original Confederate dead trenches are.
Is that where the bodies were thrown?
Bodies were thrown. You can still actually pretty much see the trench. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, I was in full uniform. All of a sudden, I heard someone whistling, and all of a sudden, I saw two soldiers walk through the woods. And all of a sudden, I heard branches cracking, this and that. And all of a sudden, then I heard some fife and drum music, and I saw these two figures, really dirty, really. I got that really, like, kind of like when people see Bigfoot, that really stinky smell, and like someone hasn't showered or bathed in a while. And they were walking. I saw them perfectly fine. They were getting closer, and all of a sudden, they disappeared. So that was...
Were they Union or Confederate?
Confederate.
I would have ran screaming.
Yeah. No, I as being a Johnny Reb myself, it was pretty interesting. But like I said, is, you know, being in this field and having the experience I've had, I've, you know, like I said, that's why I like helping, you know, the people I help.
Right.
So,
right.
Because there's tons of skeptics out there. I'm still a skeptic. Even though I've seen and heard a lot, I'm still a skeptic.
Does it ever upset? Do you ever get emotional when people, are people ever like really mean and nasty?
I've had things attach themselves to me during investigations where I felt their feelings.
I meant more like when someone's a skeptic, are they ever like jerks about it?
You have all kinds of people. Not upset me, but there are people out there that just have such a closed mind.
Right.
And I always tell them, like, well, I'm just like, come to one of our public investigations that we have once every couple of years, and I'll prove it to you, or I'll even take you to places that I know have activity all the time.
Right.
But a lot of people are like, oh, nothing. Right. And sometimes even if I take them, they have such a closed mind, they'll just blow everything off.
Right.
If you don't have an open mind, will you sometimes like not hear or see things that you would see? Like,
you know,
your
what?
Mind
it's
just
one of the things
shuts
is,
it off?
That's, you know, that's one of those big questions out there in the paranormal. It's just like, do you or don't you? It's one of those things you don't know. I can't guarantee you yes, and I can't guarantee you no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I know sometimes like people, you know, will just be like, oh, that bump was
the floor settling, or the pipes, or...
And you're like, I heard this.
The ghost settling.
Well, but is there sometimes where the person doesn't even hear or see anything?
Well, we actually...
like fairies.
One of the places we've investigated, we're the first team ever to investigate in a town near Baltimore called Essex, Maryland. Sure. It used to be...
I'd like to think I put the sex in Essex, but go on.
Gross.
And we were investigating, and all of a sudden, in the place that we were investigating used to be the old jail, old courthouse, old fire department,
right,
police
yeah,
station.
You were telling us about that last.
And we were sitting at base where you could see all the cameras and everyone was in the building. All of a sudden, it sounded like someone whistled right in front of myself and one of the other investigators. But the funny thing is, everybody heard it in different parts of the building, but it sounded like it was right in front of everybody.
Oh, weird.
So it was kind of weird that, because we were just like, did you hear that? And we all went out, like we went outside, it was snowing that night, there was no footprints near the building, there was no one on the streets, nothing.
You know what, this next confession is actually kind of similar to that. This is from Nick Bua. I apologize if I am getting that wrong, Nick.
How do you
I met
that?
Nick once. He came to the auto bar last podcast thing.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Did you see me? I've been to all three of them, including the one in D.C.
I don't know. That was a weird time for me. I was kind of like freaking out and
I don't think we met
there.
Yet. I didn't think we became best friends yet.
I think I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure. And I was just, my anxiety was so bad around that time. And I was like,
I
going through a lot of stuff
too,
that I just like couldn't talk to anybody. But anyway, he says, a group of six of us broke into an old mental hospital, which Cullen does not condone.
I love it, though.
A friend, which Kayla does. A friend and I had been a few times, so we weren't scared, but the other four were. We walked from the sub-basement to the attic. We all stayed together in a group the entire time. We were there for a couple hours. While we were in the basement, we heard a kid laughing. I shoot my friend a look, and he calmly shakes his head no, as in, don't say anything, because I'll scare the crap out of everyone, and they will leave. We finish up, get in the car, it's pretty quiet. Then one person says, so did you guys hear the kids singing on the second floor? Another friend chimes in, no, but I heard a kid crying in the attic. My friend and I mentioned the laughing in the basement. We were all together the whole time, but all witnessed weird shit at different times.
Do you think it's like what your emotion was? That's the child on the floor that reacted to their emotion?
That's an interesting idea.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, one, they snuck in, so in a lot of abandoned places, you got a lot of homeless people, including kids and adults sometimes.
That's very true.
So, like I said, you never know. It could be someone homeless, or it could be other kids that saw you sneak in.
Right, right.
And they're going to mess with you.
But the weird thing was that they all heard a different... They were together the whole time, but they heard different things.
It's really also, like I said, sometimes your mind can play tricks on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big question is, have you felt any ghosts here?
No.
Man...
Can you lie to us, Colin? Just once.
Yes, yes.
Hey, like I said, I will take you all out to one of our investigations. Maybe I got to get the approval of the whole team, or I'll even take you to a place I know it has activity, and you'll definitely go from skeptics to believers. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Especially there's a couple places in Gettysburg and Sharpsburg.
Gettysburg, I'd want to go to because I feel like even if
we used to
always feel
right.
heavy things,
and I was
even if I don't see anything.
With the ghost stories there for
well,
a while.
Feel
the Blue
it.
Boy, that was my favorite.
I laugh a lot of the stories there just because.
Don't laugh at me.
We had a training facility in Gettysburg, and that actually had a lot of activity. We caught a lot of great things there. But a lot of stores, when they move from different locations, they'll take the same story from that location, and then they'll just say the activity happened in the other building. So, like I said, I always feel bad for those people that spend money on the ghost tours and this and that because, one, you're walking down the street with a candle and...
Oh, but sometimes they're so fun.
Yeah,
like
fun. They're fun, but
it's like going to see a horror movie or something.
I feel bad because I'm just like, you know, these are people
Halloween
that are really
tradition.
Interested in the field. I would like to try to do something where I actually can show them
do
stuff.
Do you scare the shit out of people? This is believable.
Oh, the funny thing is, we've had clients in the past have been like, if you do find anything, don't tell us. Like, we don't want to know. But those are the clients that when we tell them and show them stuff, they're like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. Mm. And they actually feel so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just are like, hey, I'm good.
Are there ghosts everywhere? Like if I were to videotape myself sleeping, would I see weird
I already
things?
Did that and I didn't
nothing?
See anything.
I always tell people,
I videotaped
turn
you.
The recorder on your phone. Oh, when you go to sleep, turn the recorder on your phone. You never know what you'll catch.
I hope it's a demon. Fingers crossed.
No, Kayla wants to be possessed.
I do. I would just be like, go ahead. I'll
I will
do whatever
tell
you
this.
Want. You want me to murder people?
Being
fine.
Taken over by spirits and feeling their feelings, it's not the best feeling. So just think.
But what if you're already consumed by darkness? I'm just saying for a friend, like in case. Not me.
I'm not asking for my. I'm asking for my friend who's consumed.
Hey,
if
that's what you want to do, you know, that's your own thing, you know. But right. I'm not going to mess with that kind of stuff. I'm one of those things is I don't condone any of that stuff.
We Casper's
boards,
only
boards, stuff like that.
Nice ones.
You know, if I am prepared, I'm actually in the group. I, like I said, being the religious one, so I always carry a couple Bibles, prayer books, holy water.
Are they actually scared
holy
of
water, stuff like that?
Oh, wow, I didn't
like,
know
do they
that.
Actually yeah. go away from that kind of stuff, or do they like steer clear, like ghosts, or is it just demons and dark things? That
well, like I said, demons and evil and stuff like that. It's very that comes maybe if you're ever in that field, in this field, and you have that one case. It might be one case for the rest of your life. It's well, not.
And you think? Do you think that's because so few people are genuinely evil, or do you think?
Well, my thing is, I always look at it this way: if you were a very unhappy person in life, and you didn't, and yeah. you came back,
right?
Are you going to be an unhappy person,
right,
after death?
If I get to haunt people, yes.
And if you're one of those people that just are always miserable, they might be always just that angry, mean person.
Right. But you don't think there's demons from hell coming?
Well, I'm not going to say that because I've had some weird experiences myself.
Right.
With that kind of stuff. I not saying demonic, but I saw a kid that hung himself in my neighborhood, which I didn't even know he was. He killed himself until I told my mother his name and what he kept
really
holding
sad.
A noose every time I saw him. So like anytime I would get depressed or upset or I was down some, he would appear and he would be telling myself to kill myself. And
you don't think he was warning you?
I think, like, I don't know. He could have, but I just didn't like him just because his look.
Was he an old timey ghost? Because I feel like most ghosts
he was
you see
actually,
are like.
Every time I saw him, he was in a white shirt and jeans tennis shoes. And he was a very unhappy kid and teenager. And supposedly he hung himself in the closet in his room. And he was not the nicest person in the neighborhood, not the nicest person at all. And when every time I saw him and I described him to my mother in the name, but his eyes were black.
So I
didn't like it.
Right.
Because, really? You know, if you're down and depressed and something's telling you to do something and you're down
and
depressed.
He thought he was just like, be miserable.
He's just trying to push
like
you and stuff like that. So. My thing is, I would just always say a prayer and kind of just tell the Archangel Michael to protect me and this and that. So, you know.
Kayla, do you have a personal ghost story?
Didn't I say mine last time?
Well, I wasn't here last time, so
I can't remember what
it
was.
Is that the one? What was it? I thought that was a murder story, wasn't it?
Was it a murder?
Or like a burn down? Just tell it.
I mean, I don't really have like a lot of specific things. I've just had feelings and like
I don't
smells.
Have those. Okay.
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Phantom smells.
Yeah, like,
I do have a lot
my
of
mom's old house, supposedly a little girl was buried in the backyard, so, like, sometimes you'd hear, like either a little girl calling for her mom, or you'd I'd hear my name, and I'd be like, what?
That's
my mom
terrifying.
Would be like, I'm not saying anything. And then I would go downstairs and smell, like, this waft of, like,
perfume.
That old, old rose smell perfume, and I'd be like, ugh, but it would be nowhere else in the house. But I've never seen anything. I've never experienced really anything other than like Mandela effect stuff. But
right,
I mean,
yeah, I don't have any real great ones. Like I have a few kind of weird ones.
I've had other people that have really good ones, and I've had a couple other. Yeah. But I feel like I can explain them. But stuff that I can't explain is just like smells and feelings and.
Mm-hmm. And you could be sensitive
things.
To that kind of stuff too. You know, a lot of people. You know, it's funny. The
high anxious people,
medium psychic
anxious.
Kind of thing is big these days because you can make. Money,
right?
And people expose that, but I we've had so many offers from people. Oh, I'm a sensitive. I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I'm gonna make you an offer. I'll come pick you up. I'll take you to Gettysburg, get you lunch. I'll take you to a couple places I know have activity, and you can tell me what you pick up. Do you know how many people I've had take me up on the offer over the
not even just for the free lunch?
Nope. over 13 years of 13 years of offering this, I haven't had one person take me up on it. So. I'm not a big firm believer in psychics and mediums. Now, we were on the show Psychic Kids a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
With Chip Coffee. And
can we see it on YouTube? Or
you can see it on YouTube.
Nice.
I think we were season 3, episode 6, I think, something like that.
Check it out.
But Chip Coffee was a real deal. He was amazing. And the kids that we worked with, they picked up everything. Didn't know anything about the location that we investigated before, just like Chip. And they picked up on everything. They didn't, they didn't know a thing. And they picked up on stuff. Of people like the sound people, myself, the new stuff that no one like. One of the girl asked me a question about my grandfather. How would she know?
Right.
So it was just one of those things. It's the first time I've ever been like, wow, really taken back. Mm-hmm. They had a great gift, and And like I said, there are people out there that if we ever ran into an issue, we could always use those kind of people, like Chip Coffee and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, but like I said, hopefully we'll never have to go to those. You know, that's
right.
That's my hope.
Mickey, do you have any story you'd like to chime in with? Our producer, Mickey Gacella here, who's been...
Putting him right on the spot.
I'm a producer now.
I really, idea of me making Mickey my producer. Like.
No, yeah. The one thing... no, I don't have any religious things. I've always felt weird things in churches.
Right.
And stuff. So that's why when Colin was talking about, like, he brings a Bible and stuff with him and all... But he doesn't believe in the demons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing because I'm like, well, why would you have the Bible and all that stuff if you don't believe in the demons? Like, I'm curious, what are you fighting with the Bible?
I always use it for protection just in case we ever did run into that.
So it's like a standby.
I always do a blessing for myself and I say a blessing for the team before we go in.
Do
any
you think
location.
That's part of why you haven't encountered demons or...
Maybe you never know, but one of the things is one. I have children, and like I said, things can follow you,
mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want it to. They will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had investigators leave our team in the past because they had their first child, and they're like, "We don't want to bring anything home." Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I always do it just in case because you never know what can happen. Yeah,
have your kids experienced anything ever?
Or? My kids? Oh yeah, they experience stuff almost every day.
Oh.
Well, you consider yourself someone who just has like a high sensitivity, and do you think you pull that into your family or they have it too?
I think it goes back generations. I have gypsies in my family, so that might be part of it. I don't know, but it like I said, it's one of those things is you never know what you're going to run into. I've been, you know, talking about the Bible and holy wall and stuff like. I've been pushed, I've been scratched, I've been burned, punched by stuff not there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't jump to conclusions and say, oh my God, it's evil.
If I got scratched, I would literally be
It's one of those things Steve. Where I kind of get taken back, but then I'm like, okay. I was like, maybe you don't like me in that space. Maybe I said something wrong.
Could it be a cat ghost? Are there animal ghosts?
Oh, yeah. We actually had a case in Glen Burnie where we actually saw, it was funny. That was a 2-day investigation. That was pretty crazy. In a small little little cottage home, Cape Cod home, and right on Route 2. And myself and our old team leader, went the first night, mm-hmm. and we just did the walkthrough, but the activity just was off the chain.
How can you differentiate between, like, human? How do you know the difference? Like, do they put
it's funny, is that first night, we had so much activity, and I saw this black cat run across the hallway, down the hallway, and I didn't say anything all night. And when we get in the car, I'm like, dude, did you see a cat? And he's like, you saw it too. And I was like, yeah, I saw it more than once.
Hmm.
And I saw it run, and they had a cat that passed away that was close to them.
Couldn't it have been just a real cat, though, that somehow was in there? Like, I'm not being funny.
Ghost cats is they're a lot like a regular cat.
Cats are cats.
Like, we did, we had a pretty interesting
case. I'm sorry, but they're pretty, there's a lot of stray cats. Like,
well, absolutely. That's why when we do these, before our investigations, like, when people contact us, it's not like we just drive right to them. We do a phone interview over almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we ask them serious questions. Is there drinking? Is there alcohol? I mean, is there drinking? Is there abuse? Is there people take meds, you know, in the house? Is there kids with autism? Is there parents with autism? Because sometimes people with autism are more sensitive.
Hmm.
You know, everything, if that goes well, we then do a walkthrough. And we do a walkthrough during the day. And we'll make sure, you know.
Do ghosts come out during the day? I feel like it's always nighttime.
Well, they can come out. They're there all the time. You know,
another,
I always tell people, like,
misconception.
A lot of times why we do this at night is because the traffic dies down inside it with cars. All the kids are inside sleeping
and
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to catch stuff and debunk stuff, you know.
Okay.
But if you have a farm, if you go on an investigation in a big open area and in the middle of nowhere and you walk through and you're like, well, you know, we hear scratching the walls. Okay, well, we're going to go outside. Could it be a raccoon in the wall? Could it be a possum in the wall in the attic? I always get sent in the attics and crawl spaces. I swear my team is trying to kill me. I don't know why. But I've always end up in those. But I find some pretty interesting things, too.
Uh-huh.
We had a case in Woodbine where I got sent up in the attic, and I found newspapers. I found checks from the 1800s.
Wow.
I found letters, old medicine bottles, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That was a house where the parents saw a Confederate cavalry general every fall, only in the fall. They only saw this soldier sitting in a chair in the living room Only in the fall.
Wow.
They always had activity only in the fall.
Are they sure it wasn't a hobo?
It wasn't a hobo.
Or
it
wasn't like, trick or treat, like Halloween.
Weird. Every October, like these demons come to our door.
That's another thing. Every October, everything comes home.
Right.
But it was crazy because the couple then went to D.C. and they saw a mural of General Mosby.
Huh.
And they're like, oh my God. That, like, they're walking up the steps of the museum and all of a sudden they walk in, there's a picture of General Mosby, and they're like, oh my God, that's him who's in our house. So it's pretty interesting. We caught a lot of cool stuff during that investigation. We caught, we played some, we played Dixie and a couple others. Myself and one of our investigators had a couple of our uniform pieces from Civil War reenacting. We actually got dressed up in some of our garb and we were just like, all right, be like, we're going to find you, Yank. We're going to get you. All of a sudden you hear a door upstairs slam, lock. And you hear all these foot, like, sounds like Brogan's hitting the floor.
Tell him you'll just beat him again for the second time?
So, you know, so that was pretty interesting. So, like I said, it's one of those things is you just never know what you're going to run into.
What about?
I think that's what's the exciting part of it.
I have a question, a little fun question. What about sex with ghosts?
Have you ever gotten any of that? Of
like, oh my God.
A sexivus.
I've had sex with girls that were dead, like just laid dead.
Not a necrophiliac.
No.
She's really just pale. We got to
not into it.
Right.
You know, well, does that count?
We've gotten calls and emails before of people saying they've been raped by stuff not there and this and that. So.
I remember seeing like an Unsolved Mysteries or something like that when I was a kid that terrified me.
And there's things we definitely just stay away from just because. What do you want us to investigate? Like, what? Like, let's just sit in your bed with you and just see what happens.
Right.
Like I was telling Sue, we do get funny emails and calls all the time. We had a voicemail of someone call us and say he had a really hot Caucasian ghost hammer herself to his foot, and he thought she was really hot, and then she dissipated and disappeared.
Hammered herself to his foot?
Yep. And like, then dissipated and went away, and he was
like
very
upset.
Like, her
foot to his foot? Or like the whole body?
Yeah, no, her foot to his foot. And then she just dissipated. But he said he was really upset because she was a really hot Caucasian ghost.
So was he a racist man?
If she were
it was just
Hispanic,
pretty funny. I don't know.
Did the guy
specify that it's Caucasian?
Did the guy have like a nail injury in his foot?
No.
Did he feel anything?
No.
Did he have foot stigmata?
No, he didn't feel it. I said I think it was just a drunk call. We get a lot of those. You know, people are drunk. Oh,
do you think do people like prank you? Or?
Oh, we get those all the time.
Oh,
do you
think they're so funny? Much fun with those people.
We have those. We also, like I said, there's a lady in Delaware. We call her the crazy Delaware lady.
Uh-huh.
Where she's had multiple teams come in, and it's actually one of the stories I told her last time I was here. She is called the Air National Guard there in Fenwick and Rehoboth, saying the UFOs were there to get her.
Wow.
She's called the police station, the fire department, over 4 or 5 different paranormal teams.
Wow.
So we
are
call
they
her the
only aliens or ghosts and aliens vampires, ghosts and aliens?
Just paranormal. But like this lady was just crazy. She like
sure.
That's why we always say there's people that need help and then there's people that really need help. Just not our kind of help, but medication kind of help.
Right.
So.
What if it's all true and we're just sitting here making fun of her and she's dying because she got visited by
That's
an
fine.
Alien.
Well, we still shouldn't be making fun of her if she's crazy anyway. I mean, neither one is really. All right, guys. Do you have any more questions or anything, Kayla?
I'm just wondering, Kayla and you guys are going to be coming out. I'm waiting to hear when you guys are going to all come out and investigate sometime with us.
We
got to make that happen.
Yeah. I know Kayla's really interested.
I want to see what Mickey's reaction is and Kayla's reaction is.
Yeah, I can tell you what mine's going to be. I'm just, if I hear or see anything, I'm going to run as fast as I can. Like, I'm not, I don't need answers. Like, I don't need to know facts. I'm gone. All right, it's real.
Typical stupid girl in a horror movie that'd be like, I'm going to go to the attic and check it out.
What's that noise?
I feel like Kayla would be like,
I'd get like
more fearless than any of us.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Gun ho.
I think she'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll just spend the night here.
No, because nothing could happen with guns. So it would have to be like, tennis racket, so it could mess them up.
That's the thing about
bit.
Ghosts. They can't kill you or hurt you, but they're still terrifying.
They can hurt you. They can definitely hurt you.
Really?
Like I said, I've been scratched.
Or they pick up something?
I guess they can definitely hurt you.
Then why don't they kill more people?
I can't answer you that. You know, it's one of those questions. That's what's
can
so
you ask them that?
That's
just,
what's
like,
so great
the
in the paranormal field is you have new stuff come up all the time. There's always questions out there. You're never going to get that one. oh, I'm done. Figure
well,
it out.
Well, have you gotten a picture?
Drop the mic.
Like,
out.
Have you actually like been able to take a picture of one?
We've caught in video evidence. We've caught in pictures. We've caught in EVPs.
I'd love to see those.
Oh, I have one from one of the last public investigations we did
nice.
A couple
okay.
years ago. I showed you last time I was here.
Yeah.
Where it looks like you see the guy with the suspenders, white shirt, no face but a hat. You see his hands. You see the cufflinks
right.
in the jail area. We've had full body apparitions. One was actually one of the most interesting cases was in Hagerstown. It used to be an old T model car factory.
Oh, wow.
And the best, one of the best EVPs we ever caught was one of our female investigators were going into a room. And you hear, if you want me to, I'll scare her. And it was like in a Chinese dialect, like an Asian dialect.
Oh, wow. Weird.
And it was pretty funny because we caught all these different dialects during that investigation. But being an old car factory in Hagerstown, you know, you had all kinds of people from Asia, you know, over from Europe and Asia and all kinds of stuff that probably worked there.
Well, there mm-hmm. is a, there's an abandoned,
you had abandoned places.
This is legal. It's an abandoned place called Lake Shawnee that you can get tours on, and it was built on a Native American burial ground, and it does ghost tours. You should go there, because it's like a 2.5-hour ghost tour, and I want to see if you can feel anything or see anything, because supposedly no one's seen anything, and you can, like, take pictures and whatever, but it's like... I'd
well,
like
it's one of those places you got
to
pay to go.
But it's
6 hours
away. So we
don't pay to go
like
to anywhere.
Trip.
Or like I said, we're a free call service, so right. we don't pay to go to anywhere. But it'd be a cool place just to check out, just to so people don't know I've done that in Chicago before I went on.
But
a,
not even just to like pay, but just like to experience
hang
it
out.
Would be
yeah.
cool. It's like $20.
We do that from time to time. We'll just go out as a team and just kind of get something to eat and just maybe just go to a pretty cool place and just hang out.
Nice.
And see what cool. happens. So.
All right, guys. Well, this was so awesome. Thank you
we
so
learned
much.
A lot hey,
thank
about
you very
ghosts.
Much for having me again.
Once again, Colin
thanks,
McGuinn.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Anything you want to plug at the end here?
You know, if you guys ever need our help, Baltimore Watch Paranormal. And also, this spring, like I said, come on out, watch our arena football team, the Maryland Warriors.
Okay.
So, and maybe we'll have Mickey and Mike and a couple others there taking pictures with fans and sign autographs.
The line for me is going to be out the door. For that.
I don't know. I think right Kayla now. And Susan will be the top
probably.
People getting autographs.
Yeah.
I'll have to bat people away. Their cell phones out.
Yeah. I'll be there in ghost form.
Trust me, I'm here.
Be there in spirit.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah,
no problem.
You.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.